Hi, my name is Alex Sharp, and this is my entry for the Paul Engel essay assignment. This is Night Riders. The smell of burning rubber hits me in the back seat, so distinct and so untasteful. The tires squeal down the street as we get faster and faster. 20, 40, 60, we see a stop sign ahead of us. 8 teenage boys in a 5-person car. This is as uncomfortable as it gets, but the adrenaline makes all of this seem inconsequential. As we near the sign, we hear the rev of a powerful engine behind us. All at once, we rotate our heads as if we were a parliament of owls. The bright lights of a truck glare in our faces and the tension rises. The driver pushes the pedal all the way down to the floor. We hit a bump, causing the entire car to fly through the air, but once again the truck was right on our tail. The stop sign is at the next intersection, so a decision has to be made. Stop and risk the truck catching us, or run it and continue. The driver makes an executive decision. We speed through the fading sign, merely a streak in the window. As we speed down McLean Drive, the night catches up with us. Almost all at once, we let out our breath without even realizing we had been holding it that whole time. Jumbled voices all join in together as we yell in confusion. How had we gotten into this situation? What will we do? Where would we go? Well, here was our journey. It was a Friday night. Fresh off a victory under the dome earlier that night, some of our teammates started talking about going out later. What we were going to do, none of us knew, but we did know that it would be fun. I was staying at a friend's house that night, and this would not be the first time I left with him late in the night to run around the deserted streets of Cedar Falls. Since my friends had a car, he agreed to pick up other friends from around the city. One by one, the car fills with people. 8 people later, we have 2 up front, 5 people in the back, and 1 person in the trunk. As we cruise through the night under the moon, the smell of fresh air and early morning dew rose through the air. Clean, untouched starlight everywhere. We flew down the roads because we knew nobody else was around. The roundabout's our playground, the parking lot's our football field. That night we spent hours on end enjoying life and quiet we brought into the night. A game of street ball ends at 11. We hop in the car and drive to Kohl's, get some ice cream at Wendy's, then back on the road. We take a ride on McLean, 8 of us crammed in, people in the front, the back, on our laps, and in the trunk. Squeal down the street, the uneven tires shake on the uneven ground. Pothole after pothole make the car bounce around. A roar behind us, we all look around. Around a corner, a rusty truck comes around. Pedal to the metal, its engine roars. We realize its intent of catching us, and we start to worry some more. Is it a cop? An angry parent? What possibly could anyone want with us at this hour on a Friday night? We speed through the dark streets, under the broken streetlights, house after house. Each house as dark as the last, the occupants sleeping the night away. The truck sticks close, never leaving us for even a moment. As dark as it is outside, the only light from the cars, streetlights, and the full moon. Seeing the driver is near impossible. We can tell there is only one person in the barreling vehicle, but have no idea of their intentions. We realize that although Cedar Falls is large to us, one can only drive for so long. We pull through the pothole-filled parking lot behind Texas Roadhouse. The smells from the restaurant strike us almost immediately. The grilled meat, the fresh bread, a melting pot of intoxicating smells. Too bad we couldn't stay for long. With an empty parking lot, we didn't have to watch out for more than curbs. Decreasing our speed, we stop in front of Kohl's. The truck, not far behind us, screeches to a halt behind us and the driver emerges. A man none of us had seen before hops, stumbles, and falls out of the truck and towards us. One by one, all 8 of our clown car-esque occupants leave the safety of the vehicle. The truck driver speaks first, and although anticlimactic, we all breathe a sigh of relief. Shoot, I thought you were my girlfriend. Her car just looks like just yours. While we all catch our breath, he casually strolls back to his truck and drives off as if nothing had happened. Our night didn't end there. But after that adventure, we were all drained, so the return to the car was well received.